The following is an interview with MRC Pontiac Director General Kim Lesage discussing the end of an agreement for engineering services between the MRC and its municipalities.
Could you just explain a little bit about what was discussed at the previous MRC meeting regarding the agreement between the engineering department here at the MRC and the municipalities?
Yeah, so since 2018, we have an agreement with the municipalities to offer engineering services, and that's when my position began. However, there is a clause in that agreement that says if the engineer decides to leave their position, then they have to inform the municipalities that they're going to no longer be able to offer those services. So that's what was done. We obviously didn't do it right away when I became a director general, because we were hoping to fill that position with a new engineer. We went out to tender We posted the job twice and unfortunately didn't have any adequate candidates.
And there was some discussion there at the meeting there regarding the timeline about when this will actually terminate there. Could you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah. So right now we're still working on certain projects, certain files with the different municipalities. And to try to be able to close those files, I'm figuring it'll be about a 2-month process.
And the number of projects there that you're working on? Roughly?
At least a dozen.
Oh, geez.
Yes.
And what kind are we talking about here? Like roads or buildings, or what are we talking about?
Mostly roads. Yeah. And some inspection work as well.
And is there any plans regarding putting out another job posting, one final one for the engineer post, or have you kind of given up on that?
Not at this moment, but that's definitely a discussion that the mayors want to have again this fall.
And as one of the things that was mentioned there as well was that the you'd give them a list of engineers that they could contract potentially in the future once you're no longer able to fulfill your duties there. Some of the mayors, I think, have been around for a short enough period that they haven't actually experienced what it was like before when we didn't have an engineer here at the MRC. So do you have an idea on like what the price difference would be? Like how much of a discount or how much of a convenience is it for these municipalities here as opposed to going out to private companies?
On average, they're probably saving $100 an hour for someone with more senior experience. If you have more junior experience, it's probably somewhere around between $30 to $50 an hour savings. Of course, I'm a civil engineer. I do road work, culvert work, infrastructure, slope stability, that type of work. But I don't do water and sewer plans or other things municipality needs. So there are already contacts that we have in other projects that we are working with different firms. So I don't see it being it's very unfortunate. But we'll have to, for now, go back to the way of doing things before I was working here.
Pretty hefty savings there. If you could jog my memory, I don't recall what the salary range was for the engineer that we're offering here. And could you talk a little bit about how that compares to what they make in the private sector with your experience?
It's hard to say. I'd say average $100,000 salary. I think it depends for the private sector, or if you're going to work for a construction firm as an engineer, the salaries are definitely higher.
Significantly, we're talking like double or what?
It depends on the experience, of course. You can start off at 60,000, but you can easily make, if you have 10 to 15 years experience, you could easily make closer to the 200,000.
So suffice to say, it'd be difficult to attract somebody with your level of experience to this job on that salary.
And also with the, lack of manpower everywhere, there's a demand for engineers, and engineers wanting to leave big cities to come to a small town is not, is difficult as well.
Definitely a competitive environment for sure.
Yes.